One Man's Family, brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Jack and Betty in the living room of Jack's house.
That was Pinky on the phone. He's coming over.
What do you suppose he wants?
Money, undoubtedly.
Huh? He's going to try to borrow money from us?
Kind of silly, isn't it? He's really scraping the bottom of the barrel if he's reduced to us.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. I imagine most of you folks take Alka-Seltzer for acid indigestion. And like thousands of others, you think the relief it gives is wonderful. And that's absolutely true. But have you ever tried taking Alka-Seltzer at night before you go to bed? Well, here's a tip. Next time late hours and late refreshments threaten to cause acid indigestion later on, take Alka-Seltzer before you go to bed. Really, you'll be amazed and delighted with the way it can relieve that stuffy, uncomfortable feeling in your stomach. And as a result, you'll sleep better and you'll wake up feeling better the next morning. Now, that's worth a try. So remember, when acid indigestion threatens to rob you of a good night's sleep, take Alka-Seltzer before you go to bed. Chapter 4, Book 80. That harried-looking young man just turning into the drugstore a couple of blocks off Seacliff Drive in San Francisco is William Herbert Pinky Murray, grandson of Henry Barber. Pinky is full of business this evening. He goes to the telephone booth and puts in a call to Belvedere across the bay. That conversation lasts 30 minutes, and when he hangs up, he has 5 cents left in his pocket. He peers out of the booth to see what time it is. The clock over the drug counter reads 8 p.m. He fingers his lonely nickel, then drops it into the telephone slot.
What a life. Hello? That's you, Uncle Jack? Oh, how's the boy? Pinky. Say, you're busy? I got something I want to talk over with you. Uh-huh. Oh, gosh, it's only 8 o'clock, Uncle Jack. I won't stay long. Hmm? I got a proposition I think you might be interested in. No, I'm over here at the drugstore. I can be there in a couple of minutes. Okay, swell. I've come up with a great idea that'll be mutually beneficial.
Yeah, well, we'll talk over when you get here, Pinky. Make it snappy, because Betty and I are tired and want to get to bed. Okay. Oh, Pinky, when you get here, just walk in without ringing the bell. You might wake the kids. All right, bye. Oh, brother.
What do you suppose he wants?
Money, undoubtedly. He didn't say, but that would be my guess.
Huh? He's going to try to borrow money from us?
Kind of silly, isn't it? He's really scraping the bottom of the barrel if he's reduced to us.
Almost as silly as our trying to borrow money from him.
I guess the poor kid must be desperate. He's in some kind of a financial hole from the rumors that have been going around the family.
Yes, poor Hazel. I think she's pretty worried about him.
Yeah, Dan, too. Pinky was phoning from the drugstore. Probably was afraid to phone from home where Dan might hear him. I imagine they're pretty fed up with his big talk.
College certainly didn't do him any good, did it? What got into him down there?
Now, don't blame my alma mammy. It wasn't Stanford's fault.
Well, he's bright. No reason for him to flunk out.
Didn't study, that's all. Got away from home and went around playing the big shot. Happens to a lot of kids. Nobody to watch him, and he figured he'd get by without working.
The flunking out hasn't seemed to bother him, though.
Oh, it's bothering more than he's letting on, I think. Being in debt on top of it doesn't help, and then on top of that, he's in love.
Huh? Pinky in love?
Well, maybe I shouldn't say that, but there's a girl in the offing somewhere.
How do you know?
Well, Cliff told me a girl dropped him off over home a week or so ago. He didn't see what she looked like, but she was driving a big car, he said.
Pinky would find somebody with a big automobile.
Hi.
Hi, Pinky.
Oh, hello, Pink.
Took you at your word and walked right in.
Yeah, have a chair.
Okay. Now, only stay a minute, because I know you want to get to bed.
Well, what's the dope, Pinky?
Jack, you want me to
go? No, sit still, Betty. I don't suppose this is any big secret, is it, Pinky?
No, I don't suppose you'd call it a secret.
Okay, let's have it.
Well, I got to thinking, now that you've decided to stay on down at Judge Hunter's office, that you're taking care of Jones' estate again. Is that right?
I'm taking care of a few of the details for Judge Hunter, yeah. But he's the trustee, so the management of it is still in his hands.
Oh, he manages it, huh? Does that mean he's in charge of the investments and all that?
That's about it. Why?
Well, would you have the authority to take out, say, $250 and put it out at a high rate of interest? That way, Joan would get a good return on her money, 10 or 15%.
I have no authority at all to do anything like that, and I'd feel ridiculous even mentioning it to Judge Hunter.
Oh.
You want to borrow the money for yourself. That's what you're getting at, isn't it?
Well, short-term loan, yeah. But as I say, I'd be willing to pay as high as 15% interest.
Look, Pinky, don't you know you can't borrow money unless you've got some security?
Gosh, Uncle Jack, I'd pay it back.
I think I heard one of the children. Excuse me, Pinky.
Oh, sure, Aunt Betty.
I just want to run upstairs and see if everything's all right.
Yeah, okay, Aunt Betty.
I'm sorry, Pinky, but you can see that I can't do a thing for you as far as Jones' estate is concerned. As for my own financial position, well, I don't suppose I need to tell you that I'm having a tough time meeting the bills the first of every month.
Yeah, I know what you mean, Uncle Jack. Let me ask you a legal question, will you?
Sure.
This is just a hypothetical case, understand?
Mm-hmm.
Suppose a minor gets sued for a debt. Do his parents get stuck for it?
Well, that'd depend, Pinky. What's the debt for? Necessaries?
Well, just suppose a guy owes another guy money and he gets sued for it. Are the parents notified?
In the case of a minor, the parents would probably be joined in the suit and name defendants along with the minor.
Oh. Get served with papers and all that stuff?
Sure, as soon as the complaint was filed. Are you being sued, Pinky?
Not yet. Could I use your phone?
Sure, help yourself. Right there.
Oh, thanks.
Play any golf while you're down at Stanford?
Oh, a couple of times. Mostly tennis.
Uh-huh.
They got a swell course down there. Hello? Who is this? Uncle Cliff? Oh, hi. Pinky. Is Grandfather there? Oh, thanks. Hello, Grandfather. How are you tonight? I wonder if I could see you for a little while. Huh? Yeah, I'm right next door at Uncle Jack's house. Would it be all right if I came over there for a minute and talked to you? Oh, thank you. I'll be there in two shakes. I'll duck across the back way and be right with you.
There it is. Very well, young man. You'll find me in the library with your grandmother and your Uncle Clifford. Very well. Good night. Yes, Petey's coming over. He's at Jack's house.
At Jack's?
Yes, yes.
Well, I guess I ought to be insulted. I think I'm the only guy Pinky hasn't hit for a loan.
Was he over at Jack's trying to borrow money?
I don't know, Ma.
Henry, why don't you pay that poor boy's debt off? He's going to drive himself to distraction.
Henry, I'm handling this matter very intelligently. I'm working with Hazel and Daniel on it. We're going to work it out for the best interest of the boy and everybody else concerned. It won't hurt him to sweat over it for a while. That's his main trouble. Things have been made too easy for him.
Well, personally, I'm beginning to feel sorry for the kid. If I had any dough, I'd let him have it and put him out of his misery.
Yeah, his misery is of his own making.
Okay, so he's been foolish. Show me anybody his age who hasn't.
Well, let's not have an argument about it.
Oh, just a second, Mom. I think I heard him at the back door.
Oh, it's locked.
Well, I'll let him in. Shall I bring him in here, Dad?
Yes. Probably a good thing Clifford hasn't any money. He'd be handing it out to every Tom, Dick, and Harry that came along.
Well, he ought to be glad he's got such a generous nature.
Yes, there's a difference between generosity and sentimental foolishness. I'm of the opinion... Eh? Where's Pinky Clifford?
He wants to talk to you alone, Dad.
Huh?
He's waiting in the dining room. He wondered if you'd mind talking to him in there.
Yes, you
do. Tell him I'll make him some hot chocolate later if he'd like it, Henry.
Yes, Henry. Yes.
Good evening, Grandfather. I hope you don't mind my asking you to come in here to the dining room.
Yes, sit down, young man.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Now, what did you wish to see me about?
Grandfather, I'm in kind of a tough spot over this money I owe. I've tried every way I know to raise the $250, and I just don't seem to be able to do it. Now I'm getting desperate. This fellow I owe, this Brooks Weatherwax, the fellow who wrote you that letter.
Yes.
Well, he's beginning to get tough.
Huh?
I got a wire from him this evening just before dinner.
What does it say?
Got it right here. Send me $250 owing me by Monday or we'll file suit. Signed, Brooks Weatherwax, third. Getting sick of that third stuff.
Yeah.
You see, Grandfather, if he files suit, that'll bring Mom and Dan into it and all kinds of things. They don't know I received this wire and I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't tell them I'm going to be sued and they haven't got enough dough to... Gosh, Grandfather, if you'd only see your way clear to pay this debt, I'd work myself to the bone to pay you back. Honest, I would.
Yeah. You think you'd be willing to work it out, eh?
Yes, Grandfather. I'll work till every cent of it is paid back, really. I'll work like a dog.
Really? Doing what?
Well, I might not be able to get a job immediately, of course, but if you don't trust me and pay the guy right away, he'll clap that suit on me Monday. Gosh.
Yes. Maybe we can find a way out.
You mean you'll pay it?
Suppose I furnish you the job. You work for me.
Oh, great. Well, that would be wonderful.
It's not going to be easy. As a matter of fact, it'll be manual labor 8 hours a day. Now, if you're willing to come here and work for me, digging and shoveling and lifting 5 days a week, I'll pay you 85 cents an hour. If you'll agree to do that and stay with it until you've worked out this $250, I'll write a check for this Brooks Weatherwax tonight. Is it a bargain?
Oh, yes, sir. I'll start the first thing Monday morning.
You'll start tomorrow morning?
Well, I was figuring on going across the bay tomorrow, Grandfather. I got a date with a friend over there.
Call him up and tell him you're working.
Well, yes, but it isn't a... I mean, it's a girl.
Then call her up. You start tomorrow morning or I don't write this check.
Okay. Well, I'll be over around 9:30 then in the morning.
You'll be here at 8. Sharp, young man. That's when a laboring man's day starts. And from now on, for some time to come, that's exactly what you are going to be. A laboring man.
The barbers will be back in just a moment. What to do about the misery of a cold? That's a timely question. And if you feel a cold coming on, or if someone in your family has one, you'll be interested to know that more and more folks are discovering Tabsin is the answer for relief of cold symptoms.
Yes, that's right. At least it is for me. The last time I felt a cold coming on, I started taking Tabsin right away, just like the directions say to do. My nose and head felt better in just a little while.
The sneezing and sniffling were checked?
Oh, yes, and it was such a relief. My eyes were watering, too. My head ached and I felt feverish. I just can't tell you how much better I felt after I took Tabsin. I always keep it on hand now.
That's wise. And friends, I hope you'll remember and try Tabsin. Yes, when you take cold, take Tabsin quick. You'll find Tabsin does more for you, that it is a better formula for relief of discomforts of a cold than an antihistamine alone, because it is a combination of an effective antihistamine and other relief-giving agents. Be sure you ask for it by name. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin. The bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. Here's the family again.
Did you pay Pinky's debt for him, Henry?
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you're so happy about it.
I'm putting him to work, Fanny. Honest sweat is a great regenerator.
Friends, remember to try Tabsin for relief of your cold symptoms. Yes, when you take cold, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N. Tabsin. Now at all drugstores. Tabsin relieves sniffles and sneezes, the watering and itching of the eyes and nose. But Tabsin does more. It can also relieve, quickly and effectively, the headache and fever which so often accompany a cold. That's Tabsin, T-A-B-C-I-N, for cold misery. The bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Pinky's First Day of Slavery, Chapter 5, Book 80. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.